things. So here we go with a quick journey through some of the cases. Again, I've just plucked out some of the cases to talk to you about to give you a flavor of what the courts have taught us this past year. So the first group of cases, after this I'm going to talk about individual cases for the most part, but the first group of cases I'm going to talk about are cases that of a type that appear every year. Every year there are about a half dozen opinions in the state appellate courts and the federal district courts or Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals applying Texas law to the question of whether a general partnership was created or formed. And this is an issue because the general partnership, of course, is the default, the fallback form of business. It can be created, it is created without any formal filing with the Secretary of State, without any magic words, without necessarily any writing. And so I have entitled this slide, the next couple of slides that deal with these cases, you know, if it walks like a duck, because the statute, our partnership statute, lists five statutory factors that are taken into account in determining whether a general partnership has been created. Not all of these factors are required. There, you know, is no magic combination of factors or minimal number of factors, other than the Supreme Court has said that proof of only one of the factors will ordinarily be insufficient to establish a partnership, but the court said ordinarily, leaving open the possibility.